Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Last weekend was one for the history books for college football. For the first time, Louisiana State competed against Southern University, an HBCU. That stands for Historically Black College and University. It's part of a growing trend that's shining more light on football teams at HBCUs. WBHM's Cody Short has our story.
At the Black College Football Hall of Fame Classic in Ohio a few days ago, it was festive. Winston-Salem State was taking on Central State. LaToya Turner graduated from Central State in 2009 and traveled 4 hours for the game.
HBCU's been around since the 1800s, and they're not just something that's like popping right now, but they've been popping. It's just now getting exposure.
That exposure has blossomed in the past few years. Football at HBCUs has always been a cultural cornerstone. Since the legendary former NFL cornerback Deion Sanders took over as head coach at Mississippi's Jackson State University in 2020, he ushered in a new wave of recognition for HBCU football.
Welcome back into the Sheraton, Birmingham for the 2022 SWAC Media Day presented by Pepsi.
The Southwestern Athletic Conference, or SWAC, had their Media Day in July. A dozen HBCUs brought their head coaches and top athletes to discuss the upcoming season. Travis Hunter was a star of the show.
Not enough of our black brothers go to HBCU. They all think they just have to go to PWI to get the exposure they need, so I wanted to know that they accepted in the HBCU too.
Hunter shocked sports fans when he decided to attend Jackson State University rather than go to a PWI or predominantly white institution. It is very rare for an HBCU to land a top athlete. And Hunter was the number one overall high school recruit who had already committed to Florida State University. Sports Illustrated called the move probably the most shocking decision in the history of college football recruiting. HBCUs usually don't offer the same resources, but Deion Sanders is shaking that up.
I love where we are with our program, and I'm trying to inflame other programs as well simultaneously. So when I'm up on the stage talking, I'm not just talking for Jackson State. I'm talking for the whole HBCU and the whole SWAC and whole black college football in general.
Sanders is capitalizing on his notoriety to change the game. He wants HBCUs to focus on generating more money for their schools, and that's something Abrion Scott agrees with. Scott runs the YouTube channel Offscript TV, and he's dedicated to HBCU sports, but he wants to see more benefits for the schools themselves.
As black people, what you see is that we are the culture, but we never capitalize on our own culture.
Recently, SWAC signed a media deal rumored to be $120 million over 10 years. This would bring in more money and broadcast more games to more households than ever before. But it's tiny compared to the Big Ten Conference's new 7-year agreement worth billions.
It's bad business, and you're not setting up yourself with media contracts that recoup some of these schools' monies that they put out for the games.
Perhaps the biggest change could come as more highly ranked universities play SWAC schools in the future. It's something Louisiana State University is willing to do. LSU will take on Grambling State University next year. For NPR News, I'm Cody Short.